A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 34 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Saturday, 27th March 2021. Jesus Christ, for too long we've kept you out of our lives. We know that we are sinners and that we cannot save ourselves. No longer shall we close the door when we hear you knocking. By faith, we gratefully receive your gift of salvation. We are ready to trust you as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth to be our great high priest. We believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing our sins and giving us the gift of eternal life. We believe your words are true. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, and be our Savior. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from Hebrews 7:23-28. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priest men in all their weaknesses, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. In this last part of Hebrews 7, the writer continues with his thoughts on Jesus as the great and distinguished high priest. He characterizes Jesus with the qualities that make him fit for the office of high priest and able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives and intercedes for them. And he gives us five qualities of Jesus Christ, the great high priest. Firstly, he says that Jesus is holy because he faithfully does his duty to God and is pure in the sight of God. And then secondly, he says that Jesus never hurt any man. He was so cleansed of evil that nothing was left in him but good and goodness. And the goodness of Christ brought so much positive influence to the lives of people. Jesus never corrupted any man's morals or unsettled any person's faith. And the person who has not hurt anybody or does not hurt others is so cleansed that his presence is like an antiseptic, and in his heart there is nothing but the loving kindness of God. And to live a life that does not hurt others is to live a life that is free of anger and even of pressure. The reason is because anger, resentment and jealousy doesn't change the heart of others. It only changes yours. So Jesus never hurt anybody and so lived happily even if others hurt him. And then thirdly, he says that Jesus is stainless. That is, absolutely free from any of the blemishes or sins which might make it impossible for him to draw near to God. The blemished victim cannot be offered to God. The defiled man cannot approach him. But the one who is stainless is fit to enter into God's presence. And then fourthly, he says that Jesus is different from sinners. And he was different in that although he faced the same temptations that you and I do face, he conquered them and emerged without sin. And then finally, he says that Jesus was made higher than the heavens. And in this phrase, he's thinking of the exaltation of Jesus and the perfection of his Godhead. He who was a man amongst men is also he who is exalted to the right hand of God. As Paul writes in Philippians 2, 9 to 10, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Here then are five characteristics of the sinless Savior, the great high priest, which distinguish him from the Levitical priests and set him apart as the only one by whom we can access God and inherit the promises that he has made for us. And the key thing that the writer to the Hebrews wants us to understand is this superiority of the priesthood of Jesus over the Levitical ones. Before the high priest could offer sacrifice for the sins of the people, he had first to offer sacrifice for his own sins, for he was a sinful man. But our great high priest, Jesus Christ, truly meets our need because he is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he does not need to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. That is a Christ of Scripture which hungry souls long to encounter for the fullness of life. But as we seek to enter the presence of God, our sin has erected a barrier between us and God. And in the words of Augustine of Hippo, our souls will continue to be restless until we rest in God. Jesus alone is the great high priest who can bring the offering that can open the way back to God for men and women. So seek him now, that he may be found. Knock insistently so that he may open the door for you and ask that you may receive the eternal life that he has been laid up for you, because Jesus is the high priest that we need. Dear Father, we know that there is nothing that we could do to merit our salvation or to gain your forgiveness. Thank you that you have offered us the free gift of salvation simply by trusting in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Thank you that Jesus chose to pay the full price for our sin and that you have accepted his death on the cross. Thank you that he was willing to shed his blood at Calvary and die on our behalf. Thank you that by his death and resurrection, he has washed away all the sin in our lives and has cleansed our stained and guilty hearts, making them clean and pure and as white as snow. Thank you for this wonderful free gift of salvation and the knowledge that there is nothing left for us to do except to believe in Jesus as our Savior. There are no words that can express our love and gratitude for this amazing free gift of grace. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your amazing love and grace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.